So our producer at RBN last night says to me, "Hey, Bob, how about another Grope report?" Which is our special we do on the TSA. And boy, do I have a Grope report for you today, folks. So we'll get to that on tonight's show. Welcome. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. It's April 11th, 2013. Have a lot planned for you, but we'll take phone calls. Tomorrow night we will have a guest. We'll have Rick Simpson on the show to talk about his cannabis cure for cancer. You're not going to want to miss Rick Simpson. He has saved thousands of lives for people who are able to think outside of the box and look at cannabis as an honest remedy to several, not just cancer, to several diseases. Rick Simpson is, well, a wealth of information and someone who has experienced this firsthand and has tons of testimonials to back it up. It's a great contrast from traditional medicine, or should I say allopathic medicine, because allopathic medicine is not traditional. It's only been around for about 100 years, and the best way to describe it is, in the case of cancer, barbaric. To think that people have immune problems, they have illness, therefore we should poison them, cut them, and radiate them. It makes no sense whatsoever. But I'll save that discussion for tomorrow night's show. If you get a question that you'd like to call up with tonight for me to ask him, feel free, 800-313-9443. Or if you have a firsthand experience with the cure for cancer on any regard, 800-313-9443. Next segment, we will get to our Grope report. This one's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. I think you'll get a kick out of it. The TSA is always at it. And tonight, with our Grope report, this is no exception. Also, I don't know if you heard, but today there was one of the largest solar flares, the most powerful solar flare of the year, erupted from the sun today, sparking a temporary radio blackout on Earth, NASA officials say. And this brings up the topic of what are we going to do when the grid is drastically, and I mean drastically, altered from a solar flare, from an EMP. Today is a stark reminder that we are bound, not a matter of if, but a matter of when, to see more solar activity having a direct effect on our grid. Are you prepared? That's the next question that comes up. Are you prepared? Many of us are not prepared. Many of us are dependent on the grid. What would you do? Very interesting topic. Very important to keep our eyes on the sun. The solar flare occurred at 3:16 a.m. and registered as a M6.5 class sunstorm. A relatively mid-level flare on the scale of solar tempest, but it is definitely the largest we've seen this year, and it may be a sign of more to come. It coincided with an eruption of super hot solar plasma known as a coronal mass ejection. According to NASA, this is the strongest flare seen so far in 2013. Buckle your seatbelts, folks. More of this to come. And next segment, our Grope report.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Mr. Producer, should I stall the Grope Report or should I get right into it as promised? What do you think? Should I do it? All right, he's telling me to do it. All right, let's not waste any more time and get into what we like to call here at the Bob Tuscan Show, the Grope Report.
I want to grope you, so I apply to be a TSA, baby. I hope you walk through my naked body scan, and I'm taking off the gloves.
Right here, Lindsay. Oh, there's that smile I like. There you go. Enjoy your flight, Lindsay.
Shelby, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Enjoy your flight, Lindsay.
All right, what you're listening to now is Lindsay Lohan. Who the hell is she? Well, she is absolutely irrelevant. But the masses, they all flock to the news about Lindsay Lohan spreading her legs for the infamous TSA agency. TMZ, the infamous tabloid group, they got it all on camera, and that's what you're listening to right now. A moment of truth for Lindsay Lohan yesterday when she was pulled aside at the JFK airport for a very thorough, very hands-on security pat-down. But Lindsay, these security pat-downs are not just reserved for celebrities like yourself. They are actually for all people, including handicapped veterans who are humiliated and put through the grope treatment. I'm going to go ahead and cut that audio. Thanks. Lilo, as they call her, was attempting to fly from New York to L.A. when the TSA decided to make extra double sure the actress wasn't smuggling any drugs or bombs or stolen jewelry back to the West Coast. So did Lindsay pass the screening, or was she busted, thrown to the ground, and arrested on the spot? Well, she actually fared all right. But they got it all on tape. And I hope this brings awareness to the draconian grope downs that the TSA are giving people. Now, in other grope news, in actual grope news, one that's a hell of a lot more relevant than the talk of this celebrity Schmendrick getting groped down. I mean, geez, this is pretty pathetic that this is what the media has flocked to, but they won't tell you about the fact that Texas, the Lone Star State, mulls anti-TSA pat-down bill. That's right, Texas lawmakers have proposed a bill that bans TSA officers from intentionally touching travelers' genital regions. A similar bill previously failed to pass after the feds threatened to shut down the state's airports if TSA would face such restrictions. But Texas is back at it. Representative David Simpson of Longview, Texas, introduced the measure to the House State Affairs Committee while testifying about a problem that air passengers have long complained about, invasive pat-downs by the TSA officers. He says, quote, "The problem is this effort at security is really treating travelers, innocent people, as criminal suspects and making them submit to unreasonable, very intrusive searches," he told the AP, adding that security agents are commonly, quote, "violating people's most sacred areas of their bodies." A full body scanner continues to replace traditional metal detectors, subsequently exposing people to harmful radiation no matter what they tell you. And if you dare opt out, if you dare not subject yourself to the radiation, to the invasion of your privacy, well, you get groped. Absolutely groped. Simpson said that travelers often feel uncomfortable with the full body scanners that, quote, basically allow people to be viewed naked. And, you know, I don't care about people seeing me naked. Let me take that back. Of course I care about any invasion of privacy whatsoever. But that being said, I probably would break their computer screen. Or at least I would hope their computer screen would break with the sight of my naked body. But that being said, again, I'm not going to subject myself regardless to the radiation that is found through these devices. Quote, "Citizens are being humiliated and their most private areas of their bodies are being touched," the Republican lawmakers told the committee on Wednesday. To combat the nature of the invasive pat-downs, Simpson has introduced House Bill 80, which prohibits law enforcement or government agents from searching a traveler's genital regions without probable cause, or else face a misdemeanor charge. And I've often said that. These people should be held accountable. If it's not a probable cause, they go to jail, he told the House State Affairs Committee. After Simpson's 45-minute testimony, the bill remained pending, indicating that the committee may want further evidence or witness testimonies before moving the bill along to the House. "I'm hopeful," Simpson told KETK, an NBC affiliate, after his testimony. He says, "I think there's definitely some support on the committee. I don't know how widespread it is, however." The lawmakers had previously introduced a similar bill in the Texas legislature, only to have it die out shortly after their initial vote. The 2011 version of the bill banned TSA officers from touching travelers' genital regions, while the 2013 version banned them from intentionally doing so. The 2011 anti-groping bill passed the House, but the feds told them that they would drastically cut down on people's freedom to travel, claiming they would shut down all Texas airports if TSA officers could so easily face criminal charges and jail time. How could they shut down these airports? An airport is a private facility. It is not a government facility. Airliners are not government airliners. We don't all get to fly on Air Force One. That's reserved simply for Tiger Woods, the president, and the families of the Sandy Hook victims when it's convenient for Obama to bring them to Washington to act as cheerleaders. Although the new bill is softer and could allow officers to argue that an intentional violation was incidental, Simpson said it is still necessary. Texas official repression laws already prohibit groping by airport screeners, but this bill would further lay out the restrictions to officers of an agency that routinely violates travelers. It's not only offensive, it's insane, says Simpson. And I got to give a major kudos to Representative Simpson in Texas. We need more people like him on the state level and the federal level as well to stand up for what's right, to come after these pat-downs, these, let's call it what it is, these gropings. It's absolutely important that they do so. Folks, we need to get the word out on this topic. We need to put an end to it. And this has become even more of a thought on my mind with the upcoming Free Your Mind conference that I will be flying to. Should I have to sacrifice my ability to travel because of the police state we live in? I shouldn't. I know many have, and I know many have the luxury of doing so. I wish I had the luxury of doing so. If I could teleport there, I would. But as of right now, air flights are the best option to travel somewhere as quickly as possible. And you can protect yourself. There are several airports that do not have the naked body scanners. A full list can be found online. Just do a search for airports with naked body scanners. And given the choice of flying out of Orlando or Jacksonville, I chose the airport, and I'm between both airports. I live in Gainesville, and there's two major airports to fly out of, Jacksonville and Orlando, and then there's Tampa as well. But given the choice of flying out of either Jacksonville or Orlando, I chose Orlando. And the main reason was because they don't have the naked body scanners. So you can choose what airport you fly in. And you can vote with your dollars. Don't buy the tickets on the airlines that, well, see, that's very difficult. It's kind of a catch-22 because as much as you need to boycott the private interest that are allowing for these feds to come in and grope people, you still want to travel. So I don't know what to say. We'll keep on following the gropings from the TSA on our segment we like to call the Grope Report.
I wanna grope you, so I applied to be a TSA. Baby, I hope you walk through my naked body scan. And I'm taking off the glove.
All right, when we come back, I want to take your phone calls at 800-313-9443. We talked about the sun unleashing the biggest solar flare.
Tuscan Show.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Tomorrow night, Rick Simpson with The Cure for Cancer. I'm excited about that show. Should be awesome. Next week, we're having Chief Kessler on, who started his show on RBN this week. And we'll be talking about Second Amendment issues with him, as well as the war on drugs and other police-related issues, the militarization of our police forces. And I've been getting a lot of emails requesting that I play the prank call. I guess you could call it a prank call. It was all in good fun, and it was to highlight, in my eyes, the resolve that many Americans who are law-abiding Americans have for the Second Amendment, have for their guns. And if you hadn't heard it, I called my grandfather posing as a agency trying to take away his weapons, anticipating his response, which was, well, priceless. So I'll play that again for those who missed it and those who are requesting to hear it again. But in this segment, let's talk a little bit about the solar flare that happened today. The sun unleashes the biggest solar flare of the year. NASA's Sunwatching Solar Dynamics Observatory recorded a stunning video of the strongest solar flare of 2013, showing it in its extreme detail. The spacecraft is one of several space-based observatories keeping track of the sun's solar weather events. NASA officials dubbed today's solar flare as a spring fling for the sun, which has been relatively calm as it heads into the peak activity period. Today's M-class solar flare was about 10 times weaker than X-class flares, which are the strongest flares the sun can unleash. M-class solar flares are the weakest solar events that can still trigger space weather effects near Earth. And every 100 years or so, we experience not just an M flare, but an X-class flare. What's going to happen when we experience this with today's modern technology? The grid will collapse and might not come back up within the month, within the year, or for that matter, ever again. We are extremely vulnerable. We could protect ourselves if we invested just a small percentage of money that we currently invest into the military-industrial complex's need to buy high-tech weapons. I read a startling figure that just about 500 million, if not a billion. What's half a billion these days, right? A half a billion or billion when the Federal Reserve prints the money and we have the resources. What does that matter? Especially if it's to save us from having to deal with one of these huge solar flares. So I want to get your comments on this tonight at 800-313-9443. Are you as concerned about this as I am? And if so, what are you doing to prepare yourself? I know I have many preppers out there listening to the Bob Tuscan Show, and it's something that we like to talk about often. We could sit here and we could tell you about how vulnerable we are and how dangerous these solar flares could be. We could sit here and tell you how North Korea or China could implement an EMP weapon that would accomplish the same sort of thing. And we could push the fear porn over and over and over again. But if we don't talk about solutions, then hell, we're wasting our time. Don't get me wrong, it's important to get to the root of the problems that we might face, that we do face. But once we do so, once we've established exactly what it is that's on the horizon, how do we protect ourselves and our families? And more specifically, how are you protecting yourself and your families? 800-313-9443. I do want to take phone calls on this. 800-313-9443. We'll take some calls in the next segment, which is a nice long segment, and we'll flesh this out a bit more. I think it deserves to be talked about because it really could change the world as we know it. And so many are vulnerable. Even if you protect you and your family, with the fact that there are so many people out there who inevitably will keep their heads in the sand, you should be worried. That's why we need to do radio shows like this. That's why we need to go beyond the choir. That's why we need to get the word out. It's essential that we don't just take care of our families, but also extend that beyond to our communities as well. 800-313-9443, your calls and more on the other side, including that wonderful call to my grandfather.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
I'm taking your phone calls on what you're doing to be prepared. And anything else on your mind, I'll go ahead and open it up to anything you'd like to talk about. Anything that you'd like to present to me that I haven't been talking about, that I've been shilling about, that I've been gatekeeping about, feel free. I'd love a caller that would call up and say, "Hey, Bob, you know what? You stink." And I'd say, great, this is what radio is all about. I love this. I love hearing people with different views that are trying to tell me off, that have something contrary to what I'm presenting. It makes for good radio, I'm telling you. You all know this. Now, we don't want to digress too much from the serious topics that we talk about and the work that we're trying to get done in doing this show. But every once in a while, it's good to hear from somebody who, well, disagrees. 800-313-9443. What do you do when the grid goes down? Are you worried about these solar flares? 800-313-9443. I'm going to get to that call. I played it, a couple days ago now. I called my grandfather and told them that I was with the NRAA. The National Rifle Anti-Association, a group I made up on the spot. And I wanted to see what he'd say if I tried to tempt him to, well, submit his guns. So I'll play that for those who missed it, and I also got a few emails saying, hey, Bob, play that again. That was funny. And it was classic. He said exactly what several hundred thousand Americans would say, at the very least. Before I get to that, and before we get to your phone calls, I want to mention that Republic Broadcasting Network, who syndicates the Bob Tuscan Show and gives us a platform to rock out on, they're doing a pledge drive. So help them out with some Federal Reserve notes. Go to the website or call in at 800-313-9443. Get out your crayon, write that number down. Operators are standing by, 800-313-9443. Okay, you want to get to this call? All right, here it is. The much-anticipated encore of the call to my grandfather wanting to seize his weapons.
Hello.
Hi, is this Bert?
Yeah.
Bert, hi, this is Rich Dixon with the NRAA, the National Rifle Anti-Association. We're wondering if you'd be willing to turn in your weapons due to the recent shootings. We're hoping that people will voluntarily give us their guns before we work with the government to seize all weapons.
You want me to give up my guns?
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm 85 years old. I've been handling guns for 70 years.
Well, we're really concerned with the shootings and all.
Yeah, well, it's probably the one pleasure I have left. You want to take that away from me?
Well, you know, guns kill people. People don't kill people. And we're really hoping that we can get the guns off the street to save the kids.
Yeah, I disagree with you. People kill people. Guns don't kill people.
Would you be interested maybe in having a trade?
A who?
A trade. We're giving out food stamps for people that will turn in their guns.
You're wasting your time, my friend. Goodbye.
Hello?
Well, there you go. 85 years old, and God bless him. He's not giving up his guns. You'll have to take them out of his cold, dead hands. That's my grandfather for you. When he found out that it was me, he had a real kick out of it. He got a real kick out of it. So he was a great sport, and well, it was good fun doing that. It made his month, actually. So there you go. Rabbi, in the news. The Synagogue of Satan is back at it. Now, as many of you know, I come from a Jewish family, but have no problem exposing liars and criminals when liars and criminals are in need of being exposed. France's top rabbi, Gilles Bernim, or Bernim, or however the hell you pronounce his name, quits in Plagiarism Row. France's top rabbi has resigned amid a scandal over plagiarism. Rabbi Bernim had admitted to plagiarizing several authors and lying about an academic status on his CV reports. He has resigned with immediate effect. The body governing France's Jewish congregations announced members of the Central Israeli Consistory of France had been meeting in an emergency session in Paris. Quote, he recognized his faults, apologized, and gave explanations, Sammy Golson, the consistory's, what's a consistory? Anybody know what a consistory is? The consistory's vice president. His resignation as grand rabbi was a solution that brings more serenity. We all agreed. Oy vey! How could he? And we know that many of the major Holocaust books have been plagiarized or manufactured. So there you go. Another scandal here. This is only going to give Jewry an even worse name. And of course, the people, the everyday folks out there who work at the deli or who are lawyers or doctors or something not as stereotypically Jewy. They're not in on the hierarchy's crimes, the Bernie Madoffs, the Larry Silversteins, the list goes on and on, Rothschild family. These criminals do not speak for the everyday schmendricks, the everyday schmucks, whether they're Jewish or goyim. The Jews with a lowercase j will be thrown into the camps and killed just as quickly as the Gentiles. Let's go to the phone lines, though. I'll stop ranting, and we'll take Mike's call. Always good to hear from you. Mike, what's up?
Consistory, at least in the Catholic Church, is kind of an ecclesiastical council, or in the case of Catholics, it would be an assembly of cardinals, a group of church leaders, I guess. I just quickly did a search because I thought that might be what I wanted to sound
okay,
like.
Okay, well, that makes me feel a little bit better about myself then. You did search.
Yeah, I did use a search engine there real quick, but it certainly sounded in context like that's what it was to me, kind of a ruling council or building that they meet in. Anyway, I did a Facebook note, which is really a big article, on all the upper atmospheric anomalies that may be going on in recent years. Talking about the solar flares, and I and many others were ridiculed for claiming that cosmic rays could affect cloud formation. I had taken a video back in about, 2003 or 4, using a digital camera that I recently had bought brand new, a little Sony Handycam, of these weird dish-shaped clouds that had very weird smooth edges. And as you looked off in the distance, a middle layer of the adjacent clouds off in the distance had a diffused layer to them, and it was like it was flowing like syrup or something across
the
sky.
No chemtrails at the time?
Huh?
No chemtrails at the time?
No, it was a nice fair weather day, and and we're in a major air corridor, and I noticed that I was going to gravitate toward this subject a little bit, but I do notice that ahead of most weather fronts, low pressure systems, and occluded fronts, that the spraying with a lot of precipitatory particles, that fall out in
barium, aluminum, strontium,
the little puff balls that fall out, mm-hmm. and spread out on over the sky and turn the day into just a hazy, overcast sky before a system comes in. That's when they show up, and that's when they seem to linger and spread out. I have a video online of two jets flying by, one that is a traditional contrail, jet trail, and I zoom in on the thing, and you can see it's a big passenger jet. And then right by it, one of these planes flies by that leaves this big, huge jet trail. So there are occasionally some of the old contrails that you see. The same weather aloft, the same general vicinity of the sky, and what appears to be nearly the same altitude. These two jets fly by each other, and one leaves a huge chemtrail, and the other leaves an old-fashioned contrail. But that particular day, it was a heavy spray day. And I think what they're doing is they're manipulating the high pressure zones in order to deflect, set up kind of a deflector shield to direct these low pressure systems. But anyway, that's not what I was going to talk about with the CERN reactor over in Europe. I think it's called the super colliding super reactor thing.
The one in Switzerland, I believe.
Well, wherever it's at in Europe, yeah, this monster thing. They abandoned the project that was going to do this sort of stuff in Texas.
Well, they were going to have a black hole potentially come from it. Jeez.
Well, one of the things that they claim to have proved is that cosmic rays does affect cloud formation, and that's what my contention was with these odd clouds that are out of place. Usually the type of clouds that I took videos of only occurs over a tall mountain because the heat rises over a mountain from several directions, and a cloud will form on top of it, and then the light breeze will move it off, and then another one will form. And it's also called a stack of plates. It's the common name for them when they form in a stack. But anyway, my point was that I thought that this phenomenon could have been an indication of cloud formation by cosmic rays. And, of course, I was, you know, ran down on YouTube and stuff for daring to suggest that. And it took several years, but the CERN scientists claim to have shown that, yes, cosmic rays do affect cloud formation. They probably cause an increase in cloud formation. If you go back and look throughout the 1990s, there's several articles going into the early 2000s about how our solar system has passed into an area of increased cosmic rays, and there's also a coincidence of a diminishment of up to 50% of the sun's heliosphere. The heliosphere is the stream of magnetic particles that comes out of the sun that actually creates a protective bubble around the solar system and charges the magnetic field of the Earth called the Van Allen belts, which is full of radiation, by the way. The Van Allen belts are full of lethal radiation. Now, astronauts can't fly in that, which leads to a whole other rabbit trail. But we are experiencing probably some huge increase in cosmic rays that is affecting our weather, and the magnetic field of the Earth, which actually helps to protect the Earth atmosphere from being swept away by the solar wind and the stream of particles coming out of the sun, that is losing its protection as well. I think maybe some of this. There may be a lot more to the spray program than they're telling us. I mean, it could very well be that they're trying to diminish the amount of our atmosphere that's being swept away to space. The magnetic field of Mars faded away, and that is what allowed the atmosphere of Mars to be all but swept away. I mean, there's a little bit of atmosphere there, but there's no way that we could live there in any practical sense, and that's because Mars is essentially magnetically and volcanically it's dead now. So if that is the same sort of entropy or what is it, the second law of thermodynamics, where everything goes from a state of organization to a state of disorganization, our Earth's magnetic field is diminishing, the heliosphere is diminishing, and so more atmosphere, theoretically, I think, could be being swept away. And so maybe that's part of what's going on with this spray program, is that they're actually trying to recharge or slow down the atmosphere of the Earth from being swept away and diminished. Now, I think that also these streams of particles from the sun may help to intensify these low-pressure systems that we're seeing. the Weather Channel started naming these winter storms, I guess you picked up on that, right? They started naming them like they're cyclones or hurricanes.
What was the this year's storm? What did they call it?
I don't remember, but they've jumped in where the government has not named these cyclones.
The nor'easters.
Well, not just the nor'easter, not Hurricane Sandy, but a lot of these storms that are coming across the central United States intense low pressure systems that are really huge have been, the Weather Channel just started naming them, and I don't, you know, they called them winter storm this or winter storm that. The name's not important. It's just that the concept there is.
It's for branding purposes, you know.
Well, it is for branding purposes, and that's why the meteorologists name the tropical depressions, is so they can have more casual conversations about them without having to use the cumbersome numbering system that they have. And they do. They number all of these things. Both the cyclones in the Pacific and the cyclones in the Atlantic. But they'll name the ones in the Atlantic, I think, to help be able to communicate which storm they're talking about. But
Mike, we got to take our last break, and I'll let you finish up when we come back. Folks, it's the Bob Tuscan Show. Stand by, final segment.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
Okay, final segment tonight on the Hot Husky Show. Please check out tomorrow's show with Rich... Rick Simpson. I'm ready for bed again. Baby wakes up earlier and earlier, and then I'm up all throughout the night. Anyways, let's go ahead and get this sucker done with for tonight. Mike is on the line. Mike,
get that calm magnesium out, man.
Oh, I was just thinking about that. were you the one who called me and said you had been drinking
it?
Right,
on my lips
talking
when
about
you
it?
Mentioned it. I had it going to, I had the cup, a mug going right to my lips when you mentioned Calm Magnesium. I was like, what a coincidence, you know?
You know, I bought the cherry flavor. We ran out of the lemon lime. And I bought the cherry flavor because there was a smaller size and I was a little tight on cash. And it's kind of expensive if you buy the big, you know, it's like $40 at the health food store here.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can get a cheaper deal online.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got to tell you, the cherry, I don't dig that flavor, Mike.
Nah. It doesn't sound appealing to me either. I didn't even know they made a cherry flavor. But
yeah.
My note online is called The Real Reason for the Space Shuttle's Demise, Upper Atmospheric Anomalies. And I think they've even went so far to suggest recently that NASA, quote, knew the shuttle would probably break up on reentry and chose not to tell the astronauts. And
it's
to
a conspiracy.
Me, that's ridiculous that they would do that. I mean, not allow them to.
Are you on my CIA book? Do we have each other on there?
I'm sorry.
Are you on my CIA book? Or what do they call that? Facebook.
Oh yes, yeah. I call it fake bilk because they're trying to charge people to message each other and charge you to do things at every turn.
But do we have each other? Are we
friends?
I don't
know. I'll have to look. Bob, I looked at your webpage last week, Bob Tuskin, but for some other article that you had up there. But
yeah, I'd like to read your notes. So add me on Facebook. I have a Like Us on Facebook button, which I don't know. It's a waste of time.
Yeah.
And also, I'm curious, what's your YouTube channel?
YouTube.com/TV10Moorhead. I run a little local low-power independent TV station over here in northeastern Kentucky.
Badass.
Yeah, and sometimes I put the radio network on. I did last night through the fund drive. We also had problems with one of our satellite networks. So, but anyway,
you think that was related to the solar flare?
I think the space shuttle in 2003 was taken out by an upper atmospheric anomaly called a blue jet. And it zapped the leading edge of the wing. And that's what took the space shuttle down, and they don't want people to know about that. They had done a power-generating experiment for the second time using a 11- or 12-mile-long tether that drug behind the space shuttle to charge up some kind of electrical generating device. And I believe this statically, electrically charged the entire airframe of the shuttle. And when it re-entered, there was no evidence of a thunderstorm. And so this photography astronomer took a picture of the thing getting zapped. It was pulled off the web immediately, and he wouldn't let anybody see it. NASA came and took his chip out of his camera and copied the file off his computer, and nobody's seen the picture since. So a bit of intrigue there, along with this solar flare.
Well, there you go. Hey, Mike, always great to hear from you, buddy. Thanks so much. And I'm ready to go drink my Calm. You know, I don't need it, but, geez, I certainly do wind down when I have a glass of that after a show and all the other stuff throughout the day. Folks, I love you. I'll be back tomorrow night with Rick Simpson. You're not going to want to miss it. And next week, we have a couple great guests coming up as well, including a show on aquaponics.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuskin Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. Now,